come, come, come on now. Come, 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 come on now. Come, 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 come on now. Come on, 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 yeah. Get excited, get excited.
Welcome back. Here, here.
Here, here.
That was that's me. That was an LA group called Melk. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/
Melk.
/ Melk Los Angeles. All one
Melk
word.
Los
Melk
Angeles.
Los Angeles. As in, like, as a command.
As if
you
Los
must
Angeles
melk.
Were a cow.
Yes. Melk
it. Los Angeles for all it's worth.
I think that's what we're doing right now.
Absolutely.
So thanks for Melk. Thanks for joining our society.
And
sorry about that, disc jockey here.
Good,
so, yeah.
Good cheese comes from happy cows.
Oh God, and they're so happy, obviously. Please.
Your mic sucks.
I know. You gave me this mic on purpose.
I did.
And then again, before that, we heard Jason Dean with the song "Hello." Sorry, Big Sister. And Jason Dean again, myspace.com/JasonDeanRocks. As
but
in
I like
plural form of rocks. Yeah, they're good.
Both those songs, by the way.
It's nice. Good way to start.
Yes, definitely a good way to start. Back into the groove of things here on here on killradio.org. This just came in the mail a few days ago. The name of the band is Fall of Snow. And it's got a nice little bio here. The creator of Fall of Snow, who actually doesn't actually mention her name, but is an assistant film editor who taught herself how to play guitar, started playing with others, plays well with others apparently, and sent us this CD. And I noticed it, interestingly enough, some of the bands that that Fall of Snow has played with include Pedestrian, who was a guest of mine on Is Good just a few weeks ago. Very talented.
Which reminds me, unless I was high when we started the show, did we introduce ourselves? Did we say our names? I think we just went right into it.
Yeah, well, we assume that everyone knows who we are because here is like a household thing now. It's like the Cuisinart.
Right.
It's the Cuisinart of
internet
radio.
When you have
radio.
Band members' aunts calling you from Oregon saying they love the show,
mm-hmm.
then you would think that you've hit that level of critical mass. So you're right. I'm sorry.
We're big with bands' mothers.
And aunts. As
well,
insects.
Fine then. My name is John Hirschfield. I am a Kill Radio DJ, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I do.
Welcome, John.
Thank you. This is my 300th show. My main show is Thursday mornings, 10 to 12. It's called Is Good. You can get more information on it from myspace.com/thisisgood. And I interview a different band every week, and
nice.
A DJ as well.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Thank you. I enjoy it. And Mark?
And who am I, sir? I'm Mark Caldwell. I do a show on Fridays called Close Your Eyes from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time. And I play music. I talk about spirituality. And I close with a meditation, if you can imagine. So that's the beautiful thing about Kill Radio.
Sounds lovely.
Is you can do a lot of things.
And
they still let me have a key.
They do. Let's move on before you have more to say about yourself.
Also, I'm a Taurus.
I like long walks.
Until they prompt me on short beaches.
So this is Fall of Snow, and this is what Fall of Snow sounds like. It's very, very quiet. Well, let's see if we can get this to work. play.
Oh, it's going.
Here, here, killradio.org.
Of my mind, it's a song already written a million times, freshly repackaged with a brand new lie. Of course, this has led to such long
That's good. I actually like that.
I like it too.
And you know, I felt bad because I didn't give all the information about.
Now your mic's messing up.
Oh,
that's God punishing you right now because
it is,
you were being
mean to me. I was
talking
trash about your mic.
Because we believe in a punishing God.
It's true. It's true. I fear God. I fear that he'll find out that I don't think he exists. Okay, so I just want to mention that the vocalist, her name is Stephanie Casey, and the band is Fall of Snow, and if you liked that, you can go to myspace.com/fallofsnow or www.fallofsnow.com, and there's an EP. And she put here in her little intro letter, Notes for Air. The EP is clean, except for one fuck in El Segundo, which is track 3. And all 6 tracks have all been getting indie college podcast play. Well, that's fucking great. I'm going to play track 3.
Please.
So this is Fall of Snow, and they sent us a sticker.
Yay.
Which makes their music even better. Fall of Snow on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and we were just listening to two incredible tracks by a band called Fall of Snow, which I'm very happy to just now be introduced to. Fallofsnow.com, myspace.com/fallofsnow. Thank you, Stephanie, for sending it our way. And thanks for the sticker. I like stickers. That's all I had to say. I like stickers. Don't look at me like that.
I wasn't looking at you.
You were.
I was looking through you. You're embarrassing me.
Actually,
I like stickers.
Someone's like, are you laughing at me? No. I'm laughing directly through you.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. I'm going to use that.
I'm laughing at the person behind you. It looks just I'm laughing over your head. Anyway, Fall of Snow. And the name of the EP is OK, which
You're
I think is also cool.
You could really be a dick.
OK. Why'd you say that?
Because I'm laughing through you. You could really be a dick. You really can.
Can I?
I'm just saying you can.
Oh, if you were to say that.
No, you say you do say that. So you can, based on what you're telling me, you
oh,
can really be
people?
A dick. Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm not really laughing through that person. I am laughing at them.
But people are sensitive.
No, but I'm directly teasing them directly.
All right. Can we hear you? Because I'm not hearing you.
You're not hearing me at all, are you?
See?
I don't know.
That's fine. I can do the show by myself.
No, Dick? Actually, they did a study. And,
you, no, can't. You can't. We got the results back while you're on your little exile.
I know. This just did.
This just said, Mark cannot fly solo, even at a Kill Radio show, simple internet station.
Yeah, like us. It actually said something about me completing you, which was very disturbing.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing for both of us.
I agree. What do you have next?
I have a band. Let me just make sure I'm in the right spot. Yep. I have a band called The Morrow with a song called Tammy Fontaine. Where'd they go? Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheMorrow NYC. And Morrow, like, without the T-O for tomorrow.
Like Rob Morrow.
Yes. They're out of Brooklyn. And so they sent us this track. It's called Tammy Fontaine. It's a good song. You ready for me?
Go, Brooklyn.
Ready to hear it?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Here. Killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
Tammy Fontaine, your face looks the same as an angel. But to you, I just knew it was a laugh at first sight. You kept smiling my way, I wasn't ready to play, but your seduction. Outside the windows of a group.
Grand Hotel on fire. This soft parade goes on. It seems like decades, but it's over in a day. And when it happens, someone's always next in line to play.
Here, here.
What are we listening to? I wasn't paying attention.
That was
I like that a lot.
This group called The Monolith. They are out of...
Go The Monolith.
They are out of... where'd they go? They are out of San Francisco. Yeah, nice ending to that song. Very sweet.
Yes.
And then before that again was... I'm sorry. The song was Hotel Fire. And then before that we heard The Morrow with Tammy Fontaine. So it was
good. We're having a really good show musically.
We are.
If it weren't for our personalities, the show would be great. Perfect.
Yeah. We cancel each other out, kind of.
Yes, it's true.
Because you're a dick and I'm vacant.
You're vague. You're ambiguous.
I have no opinions. See, I like that you do everything off of paper.
Paper
like all
is
your
where it's
off
at.
Paper, and you're playing CDs. I can't even hear myself.
I don't know.
There we go. All right. And then I'm all about playing everything off of my iPod and looking up the information online, and hopefully they sent me a link and Oh, you know, I even give the link information. I'm sorry. The first band, The Morrow, which we heard that song of Tammy Fontaine, their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheMorrowNYC. And then, I got to catch up because I was looking at a number of different links. The link to the group The Monolith, a lot of information there. It's themonolith.org. The Monolith, all one word, .org. And have I stalled enough for you, John?
Oh, is that what you were doing?
No, I wasn't, but I realized I was after I saw that you're just like totally...
ignoring you. I'm no, reading the liner notes to the next CD that I'm going to play.
You think you... It looked like you were falling apart.
This is Greg Thuman, who sent in this CD actually 2 weeks ago, and I gave it some airplay, and I'm going to give it some more.
I like the artwork on his, on yes. the album cover.
Thuman, T-H-U-M-A-N, sent me a very nice MySpace message, and this is some rather original music that I'm going to play from his new CD, The Rites of Shangri-La. This is what Greg Thuman sounds like. I'm just going to pick a random track. How about track 4? Oh, we need to think of a question of the day.
We also haven't told anyone about... Oh, I think we did it. I think we can... Let me cut to the chase. If you'd like to contact us, it's through AOL Instant Messenger. Yes. It's Kill Radio Station, one word.
Please,
Kill Radio Station.
We definitely encourage instant message because this is a live show.
Since we are harassing you, we appreciate that you harass us back.
A little harassment goes a long way.
Very much for us.
As well as harassment.
Harassment. Harassment.
Who are those assholes that say harassment?
I'm telling you. What are some other words like that? That's a good question. What are some other words that people pronounce differently?
Ooh, yeah.
I got a good one.
That's the question of the day. That's the question of the day. I like that.
I got a good one already, but I got two now.
So instant message us.
Instant message.
Kill Radio Station is the handle.
Words we all know.
It's
in English.
Words, regular, it could be like colloquialism or something.
But people relatively commonly.
That people just choose to mispronounce and it's annoying.
Or it's an accepted pronunciation, but even though they do it, it drives you crazy.
Just because it's accepted doesn't mean
it's right. God, it's scary.
Okay, this
telegraph
is,
that one.
This is Greg Thuman. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. That was Greg Thumann and Primal Static is the name of his band, and he's from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm from Baltimore.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I was born in a...
I said, are you? And I had my mic down. I wasn't even holding
yes.
it.
I was born in a hospital, believe it or not, in Baltimore.
In a hospital.
And I grew up about half an hour north of there. Good times. So, yeah, Greg Thumann, The Rites of Shangri-La, and you can get more information on him from myspace.com/GREGTHUMAN and Primal Static. So it's kind of a long string, Greg Thumann and Primal Static on MySpace. So thank you for the submission, and best of luck to you. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Let's remind about the contest.
The question of the day is words that people intentionally mispronounce, or at least in your mind mispronounce them, and which ones are, you know, the most annoying. And we started it off with harassment, and then I think you had another one.
Oh, yeah. Like, people from New Hampshire say aunt.
Ah, right.
And then I say aunt.
Yeah. And which one is right? Aunt.
Aunt. Thank
exactly.
you. Thank you.
Exactly. So please, instant message us. The handle's Kill Radio more, Station.
Harassment's a great one.
Harassment is it. I'd rather
kind of
enjoy
the best
it.
One.
And you know the song, you know, I say tomato, you say tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I say potato, you say potato. Nobody says potato. Tomato, I'm willing to yeah. you know, if you're, like, pretentious or
remember,
British.
Remember, this was in those days.
But still, I'm not convinced. You dig someone up from the past, bring them here, put them in front of me, and have them say potato. I've never in my life heard potato.
Remember when you'd watch all those old movies, and they'd all have that weird...
Or clamato.
They all had that weird New England accent, even though they were American.
Right.
They're like...
Because it was fashionable. Like, yeah. They all sounded like Madonna sounds like now.
Oh, she's trying to sound Swedish or something.
Oh, she changed
like,
it again?
Out of an Ingmar Bergman film or something.
Oh, yeah.
Girls from Detroit, come on. Anyway. All right, so let's go to music.
Yes, we have more music on the way.
All right, this is a band called If When. They are out of...
That's a good name for a band.
New York. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/ifwhen.
I like that. It's if when, not like if and when.
Yeah.
It's like if when, one word.
Yeah. And this is a song called Not the Same Time. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Org. We'll be right back.
gonna be late. You didn't get your number today. Why couldn't you have bumped your head when you were a kid? So you could be a government worker. Why couldn't you have bumped your head when you were a kid? So you could be a government worker.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Back on killradio.org.
Let's go. Let's talk about who that was real quick. That was, hello, that was a group called After Them with a song called Zero Dark 30. After Them's website is actually afterthem.com, and they're actually out of New Jersey. And the funny thing, they're very, on their bio, the very first line says, After Them is a New Jersey-based band that does not play weddings or bar mitzvahs. So do not book them for that.
Yes. But you can book them for other things.
I'm going to book them for my daughter's quinceañera. Once I get a daughter and she's 15 years old.
So the messages are just flooding in,
yes,
on the AOL Instant Messenger.
Some of the best ones. I can't share them all. Let's start with Stacy from La Cañada, and then mine, and then we'll have Bennett come on.
Okay, sounds good.
Stacy from La Cañada did a good one. Kind of like
such
the one.
A loyal fan. Too. She's
great. Hi, Stacy. She kind of offered the same one with aunt versus aunt.
Uh huh.
What's funny is people from New Hampshire say aunt, but then they say pecan instead of pecan, like pecan
I
pie.
I say pecan.
You say pecan?
I do. I say pecan. And you know what's funny? No, my fiance like totally teases me about it too.
Drives me crazy.
But she says, now that I think about it, that people are on movies. It's not true. They're on TV. They're in movies. You don't say
it
like
on movies.
You don't say like Mel Gibson was on. She would say like Mel Gibson was on Braveheart. That's what she would say.
That would drive me crazy.
It drives me insane.
And this is your fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm with her.
Grounds for dismissal right
I'm
there.
I'm with her forever. But I do say pecan, so.
The one that I can't stand.
That in and on thing is interesting. I know why it is.
The other one that I can't stand. Well, let's go to Bennett now because he's here.
Yeah.
Bennett brought up a good one. And he had to take some explanation. Just go on my mic? Or where's
the
third mic?
There should be a third mic.
Oh, here,
let's
take this one.
Let's see if it's working.
Let's see. Maybe you have the best mic right now.
Am I on? Am I on?
Oh, you sound the best.
I was thinking about the word fort, which you generally hear of and pronounced as forte. You know, the thing that I do well is my forte, but that's actually incorrect. The proper pronunciation of the word is fort.
I don't do anything well, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Forte is a musical term meaning getting louder, and as a musical term, forte is proper. But when you're talking about the thing that you do well, it's your fort.
It's your fort. See, but I don't think anyone would really understand me if I said that's my fort.
I know exactly.
They
that's the problem.
That I lived in a bunker. Or
in fact,
something.
They think you think they think a then person who says forte thinks that they've got it right and you've got
right.
it wrong. And it's the other way
like,
around.
No. It's French. It's pronounced forte.
I'm sorry. It is forte.
But that in movies and on TV, it makes sense because you're in a movie
mm-hmm.
because the movie's done. On TV means it's continuing.
And temporary.
Yeah.
At the
yeah.
same time.
But
yeah.
it's interesting. But somebody saying Mel Gibson was on Braveheart.
That just sounds so funny.
Okay, what about, because I do say online when I'm not referring to the internet sometimes. I'll be like, oh, I was online at the grocery store. Is that weird?
Oh, that's weird.
Is that?
That's in line.
Well, in line
makes more sense, but does online not make sense? Aren't you standing on a line? Like, if it were
no.
a train and you were the last car on that train, wouldn't you be on that train?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I'm
You're on the
last person standing at the end of the line, I'm as much on that line as
Are
I am in
Are you saying
in
you're
it.
In a human train? And all you know what that I'm implying?
I totally walked backwards into that one, didn't I? And you noticed.
And I
that.
Jumped on it. Typical.
No, but
it's good the way your mind works, Mark.
Pervertedly,
I don't
yes.
think online is as grievous an offense.
It sounds really hoity-toity.
Does it really?
It sounds affected.
And pecan.
And
I'm
does forte.
Retarded, aren't I?
The other one I can't stand, and people from Long Island say this, they say idea instead of idea.
Yeah. That's
British
annoying.
People do this too, and that really bugs me, because then they say wota instead of water.
Yeah, but that's,
and that's, and that's
but
where
that's
the,
an accent
but
thing. That's not
where
an
the,
intentional
but that's where the R went.
But that's
I can,
so the
I
R
can,
left water and
I can
it went to
I can
idea.
Handle wota because it's pronunciation, but idea. And you're British, and you're saying we don't speak English? Come on. Oh, the last one, of course, is, and we should move on, but the last one is, this is very much done by, it seems to be by people in the African American community, is they say axe instead of ask.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I axed him.
And I don't think that is just an African American thing, though, because I've known people who aren't subscribing members of
really?
The community.
To me, it makes people yeah. sound
and
stupid.
It does have a certain. It does it no, seem
no,
like an uneducated.
No
thing
racist
to
defense intended.
No,
but
it's kind of like saying
sounds
Pischetti.
Sounds uneducated.
It's kind of like saying Pischetti. It's just spaghetti.
Yeah. Or library.
It's a childlike kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. In The Onion, they had a.
Library is good. Oh, of course, nuclear.
Oh, well, duh.
George
that's
W.
I didn't even think of that one. Yeah. And that's like, that's an intentional mispronunciation. Oh, almost smug.
And he's the closest one to have a finger on the bomb, and yet he can't even say it right.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing.
Well, thanks, Bennett. We should give a plug for Bennett real quick.
You're welcome.
Yes, Bennett,
when's your show?
I'm Saturday nights at midnight and Tuesdays at 8 a.m.
Saturday night, your show is called?
The Chill Room.
And Tuesdays?
Tuesday mornings.
Moaning Becomes Me.
Nice.
All right. Thanks,
Bennett. And my Chill Room's available in stereo this week.
Woo! Oh, God.
Thanks for dropping by. Okay, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, and the next band up is the Dagons, or the Dagons. I don't know, how would you pronounce this? D-A-G-O-N-S.
In relation to what we were just saying, too.
I'm going
to
call them the Dagons.
The Dagons.
The Dagons.
Just like dragons without an R.
Well, rather than send a bio, they sent a couple of testimonials and clips from the press. Lara Pontillo of Venus calls it the soundtrack to a hypnotic nightmare or psychedelic amusement park. Time Out New York says drummer Drew Kowalski's trash can thump, not to mention the occasional scuzzy synthesizer and sitar, duels with Kerry Jacobson's sweetly semi-sane singing. And lastly, LA Weekly says that it's like Sylvia Plath reinventing Grimm's fairy tales.
Ooh, so I like that.
This is Dagon, and you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Bye.
Welcome back to Here, Here.
Yes, thank you.
That was good.
Take care of some official Kill Radio business.
No, I actually like the both
song,
those
but
songs.
I got to hear the whole first song, and I enjoy it. But I gotta say, it's tough competition with this amazing packaging.
I know, it's so beautiful.
I'm so impressed by packaging these days because some people just do weird things and it doesn't work. And this is really nice what they've put together.
I'm a sucker for great packaging.
I love the artwork here. Oh. So this is cool. The Dagons. I wish I knew. They should put like a phonetic spelling in there.
I think
it could be the Dagons.
Right.
But anyway, you can go to myspace.com/thedagonsLA, DAGONSLA, the Dagons LA. And also check out their, what I'm assuming is their record label, www.blowthefuserecords.ca. The name of the album is Reverse. And Blow the Fuse Records out of Canada. So thank you for submitting it.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm glad we played it here, and we'll keep it in circulation as well.
Now?
What we're going to do now is...
When you identify for station identification.
Yeah, no, but I mean, we can talk through it. I don't think it matters.
Oh, okay, so you don't care if we get cut off?
Say anything important. So it gets cut off, so what?
All right.
You know?
Stand by.